Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of being the lead pastor here at Sugar Hill Church, and I really hope you'll come and check us out, look back at our services, and find out what we believe and why we believe it and how you might want to connect with us and be a part of all God's doing here. Today, on our weekday podcast, I want to jump into Luke chapter 7. If your Bible's like mine, you have a lot of headlines to say this is what's about to happen. On this one, it says, Jesus raises a widow's son. So let me jump in. Luke 7, beginning in verse 11. Soon afterward, Jesus went with his disciples to the village of Nain, and a large crowd followed him. Now, there's a pattern here, folks. You get to see where Jesus, at this point in his ministry, I mean, he's got like rabbi rock star status where everywhere he goes, that version of paparazzi was everywhere. The crowds were massive. In verse 12, it says, a funeral procession was coming out as he approached the village gate. Now, imagine this. You know, like every little town has its own gate, has its own version of a wall. And as they approach this, they see that a funeral procession is coming away from the gate as they head to it. And in verse 13, when the Lord saw this widow, he literally was amazed. Let me go back to verse 12 again. This funeral procession that they saw coming to the village gate, it was a young man who had died, and it was the widow's only son. Now, it'd be important to recognize that at that point in time, that a son was a significant part of what you as a family were, especially as a widow, because he became, no matter what his age, as the head of that home. And the scripture goes on and says, and a large crowd from the village was with her, meaning there were a lot of people grieving with her. This is not like we do it today, where you have a funeral, and then you have a burial or a cremation, and then everybody kind of disperses. When people grieved with people in that time, it would be maybe a couple of weeks long. And so they're walking out of the city, and I would imagine they're probably guys who have this the body of this little boy up on their shoulders as they're walking away from the city to prepare for burial. I mean, this is a gut-wrenching sight. And it says that it was the widow's only son. And when the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. I love this. Jesus sees this widow, and he is moved with great compassion. For all you guys that are out there listening to me, I want you to grasp that the strongest human that ever walked the face of the earth, the one person who overcame death and conquered all that the world threw at him, the Lord Jesus, he was moved by compassion. That's a reminder we should. And he looks at her and he's overflowed with compassion. And listen to the two words he offers her. Don't cry, he said. Okay, that seems so silly, but see, he knew what he could do about it. She didn't know that yet. So when he says, don't cry, he's got a way to back it up. It's not just, hey, don't cry. I don't like it when women cry in my presence. It's like, don't cry because I know what's about to happen. So in verse 14, then he walked over to the coffin and touched it. And the bearers stopped. Now, let me go back. Remember the visual. Here's probably a group of men. On their shoulders is this wooden coffin. And inside that coffin is a dead boy. And Jesus stops. And he touches the coffin. And the men, the bearers, stopped. And Jesus says, young man, I tell you, get up. Then the dead boy sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Okay, watch this now. That is the same Jesus that wants to step into your life today and remind you those dead relationships that you need to repair, he wants to say, get up, get out of that coffin. Trust me. Those hopes that you let die, Jesus is saying, I'm going to touch the coffin of those dreams and those hopes, and I want you to trust me with them. those times in which you thought this marriage might be over. I want to give you hope, and I want to give you purpose, and I want to give you the belief that I can touch the coffin in which that marriage resides and say, get up. My friend, whatever it is in your life that is laying in a coffin, dead and dying, Jesus has come to say, I can change your world. But that's only true if we trust him as he looks upon his kids with compassion. As the Lord looks at us with compassion, he may lead us in a way that allows what's best, but we don't understand. This is the beauty of how God works. Trust the good shepherd when he comes to your door and says, I tell you, get up. And trust that voice. He means what he says. Friend, thank you for taking a minute and listening to this short weekday podcast. We enjoy trying to share about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, with the ability to let Scripture saturate you to the bone. I hope you have a great Monday. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.